Hello and welcome to the EG Property Auctions podcast. My name's Lucy Barnard, I'm auctions editor, and I'm here today with four distinguished guests. Richard Watson, head of residential auctions at BidX1. Max Mason, head of sales at 574, which is the online auctions bit of Lambert Smith Hampton. Richard Autorek, chairman of Acuitas, and George Walker, partner at Allsop. Without further ado, I'd like to start off. We're going to talk about auctions. They have a long history. The earliest recorded mention of an auction is actually in the book in Herodotus. In Babylon in 500 BC, women were actually auctioned for marriage. But property auctions too have a long and interesting history, and actually took place in the Roman Empire, when liquidated assets were distributed after a debtor had his goods confiscated. More recently, in the modern era, property auctions had a revival in the 17th and 18th century in the taverns and coffee houses of England. And in those times, we've seen innovation from steam presses, the modern finance industry, and railways. In the 1980s, telephone bidding was brought in, and up in the 2000s, the internet has become a key part of them. So I'd like to ask my four distinguished guests to jump into their time machines and tell me what the future is for the auctions industry, for property auctions in the UK. And I'd like us all to jump into our time machine now and whiz to the year 2029. So in 10 years' time, what are we going to see in the average property auction in the UK? Shall we start with Richard Watson, head of BidX1 Residential?
Yeah, happy to. And what a summary, wow. You know, and a history, and what a fantastic method of sale we all enjoy, actually. And it's actually quite interesting. It's jumping ahead. Yeah, I mean, you can look at the history of it. You can look at the technological advantages from the postal system being able to do remote bidding through paper, then telephones. And now we're in the internet age and we're moving further into that age. And what I can see is that the internet and the access and the ease at which people can transact property will increase. It will become easier. It will become democratized so that more people can do it. And I think the information that's available to the buyer will become better. I think that's a real big thing that all of us can contribute to the marketplace, such that buyers know better what they're buying legally, financially, other products that are added on, which gets better prices for our clients ultimately. So 2029, I can imagine that there's many more people in this marketplace, and that when you look at the last 10 years, the volume of properties transacted hasn't increased at all through auction for a phenomenal method of sale, and nor has values. And that's a real shame, a decade of no growth, when I think with the overlying of the method of sale, which we all enjoy, and then put on top of that technology, open up the marketplace, I can see many more buyers and many more asset classes coming through to the market.
Is that really the case? In a decade when you've seen the growth of eBay, you've seen Amazon, and you haven't seen property auctions increasing, online property auctions increasing? I mean,
online has increased massively, yeah. No, it's sales through auction. It's only about 2% of total transactions in the United Kingdom. It runs between 20 to 25,000 assets per annum. It's about 4 billion of sales. It's a great shame that we don't chip into that 98% as an industry, because that's a huge growth potential, which I think certainly our backers are recognising. And it's great for all of us around this table, I have to say. You know, we're in a fantastic position to take advantage of that. We have the property people, we have the expertise, we know property. And if we can add into that technology, and data, and providing a better service, which is really what this is about, then the opportunities are, well, you can go where you like.
Max, you're our other online auctioneer.
Yes, indeed.
Take us in your time machine.
I guess, to be honest, I'm going to go maybe even a little bit further than Richard here. And I actually don't just see the majority of auction sales eventually moving online by this point, but actually property sales in general. I just think when you look at a property sale, when you look at something like an informal or formal tender, when you're asking for best bids on something, what are you actually doing there? You're asking for a bidding process whereby the highest bidder wins. And for me, that sounds very, very familiar to what we all know as an auction. So why not in the future, why can't we move actually into a space where all auction sales and many, many private treaty sales are actually moving in that direction? And yeah, I think at this point, we're only really starting to scratch into the surface of what an online method of sale can offer. I think at the moment we're using it almost in the format of an auction. I mean, we are moving into a flexible model and we're starting to reap the benefits of that. And that's because we don't have to rent a ballroom. We don't have to produce a catalogue. And so we can do things as and when we want. And actually, it's not as and when we want. It's as and when the client wants. So, you know, we're only just starting to sort of realise the applications of this platform. And so in 10 years, to be honest, I don't really want to try and predict where we'll be, because I think we could go much further than that. We could fall short of that. We have no idea where we're going to be. And that's actually the exciting bit about this, is it's completely new, or not completely new, but it's been around a couple of years, but it's really starting to develop now. And it's really starting to become something that actually has a very exciting application in the future.
George, you're the leading property multi-channel auctioneer. Talk us through your vision in 10 years' time.
There's a tussle, and you introduced us to online opposing the ballroom guys, or I don't see it as that, really. If Acuitas, who are joining us, and Allsops hadn't been investing in technology for the last 20 years, we'd be dead on our feet. If you really go into some depth about what online auctioning is, at the moment, it's very very much the topic in the air to talk about setting the price. And that happens to be either remote from the room or in the room with a devilishly handsome auctioneer and a hammer, in our case, the majority of the time. And 6% of the transactions we do are to people who are not in the room. So they're on the phone or online. So we've sold £520 million worth of assets this year in this multi-channel method. And the market seems to like it. And the market, of course, is made up of willing buyers, very willing buyers, and of course the sellers who are familiar with the process. So take it 10 years down the line. I've been doing it 24 years. So what's changed in, let's just look back a little bit. 10 years ago, we had a lovely guy called John who was employed to sit by the photocopier and photocopy documents. We've since been distributing that information online and can track by the second every legal paper that's gone out on every property and every inquiry on that website. I quoted last time, one of our most popular lots went live at 10:15 on a Friday night, and by 11:15 we had 265 hits to that website. So the online process, where do you stop? We happen to close the auction at a specific date. Our clients like that. There's no conditionality. It is completely unconditional, the sale, and that makes our market rock. People know they're going to get a buy or a sale on the day. A lot of the investors are part-time and they want that dealt with at a specific day. Now, take it 10 years down the line, I see our investment in online absolutely continuing. We've just revamped the website, had a lot of feedback since May, and we'll just continue changing that. The challenge, Lucy, is that if you take the stock in trade of what in the commercial market we do, our buyers, let's just reconfirm that, our buyers are looking for a return on their capital, looking for a yield. The classic thing is a supermarket. So I can ring up a buyer and I say, look, I've got a supermarket at 37 High Street, Taunton. The rent's 65 grand, that is 10 years on the lease, and the client wants to offer it, what's it worth? Now, within a minute and a half, the buyer, wherever he is, can get his iPhone, he can get Google Maps, he can get an image of the building, he can look left and right, he can look above it, he can look behind it. And trust me, within 5 minutes, he'll give me a bid. Once he's had a look at the VOA, which is online, to give him the information about the property. So the world is properly online. And the debate that is being driven here is how much more of a closing tool is the are we going to leave it to computer, than actually the guy in the room? There is a very human desire to see someone else bidding. There's a very human desire to buy something at a finite price and competition. And there's a great finality about it. And I think that will continue. So who knows where we'll be. We're certainly going to make the web work for us a lot harder. It's working pretty hard. I think our website's as busy as John Lewis's. That takes a lot of running, a lot of investment. What will be different? I sense probably when I'm long gone in 2029, there'll be someone in the West End banging out auction lots, and there'll be a lot of people joining in the multi-channel process.
So Richard, are you going to have 24/7 auctions as well?
I would support 100% what Richard said, George said, Max has said, because with my, I'm chairman of the UK Auction Group, so my responsibility is to look right across the industry. And I've done that for the last quarter of a century, and we've led the group. I led the group that time. And we have never, as a professional group, looked at it as opposing. We are very inclusive as a group. We encourage innovation where it is, wherever it is, and whatever it is across the UK, providing it complies with the strict standards of the RICS, and that is that the public interest is paramount. And that we have to maintain the highest standards and regulations. Our job as auctioneers is to provide a very professional service which requires a long training and experience. And George mentioned about providing someone with advice about a pricing of a property. That's an amazing thing to do, because I would say that 99.9% of the people in this country who practice in property can't provide that knowledge of pricing. And that comes from, in the case of George, you know, selling hundreds of millions of year, and Acuitas as well. So we're always in the market. We're selling a whole range of proper commercial investments. Richard made the statistic about transactions not taking place. He actually got that from me. Because in our discussions,
where did you get it from?
Well, EIG. But in the talks that I've made at the ISS and NAVA, and clients, that is reality. We don't shy away from that. And to a great extent, that has nothing to do with technology. It is to do with the failure on the part of auctioneers to communicate the benefits to clients of auctions. Richard mentioned 2% of residential sales go through auctions. Is that because the clients are wrong? Are our buyers wrong? Are our sellers wrong? Should we berate them for not understanding what we're saying? No, it's very simple. We're not creating the right careers for the brightest and most able in our, we have the brightest and most able here today. But it's the educating our fellow chartered surveyors, so they see it as a career, and they in turn get the right message across to the buyers and sellers. When you talk about sales, also not rising from 2008, it's much more complex than that, because if you are asked, the man or woman in the street, in many towns outside London, how's it for you? How's it been for you over the last 10 years? Has it really grown for you? Has it got better? No. The vast majority, a huge number of people in this country, have not moved on since 2008. Why should our market move on? We are in touch with that market. So it is about education. It's not about opposition between auctioneers. As a group, we absolutely stick together, and it's about promulgating, it's about making sure there's best practice, but never to stop innovation. There are reasons for why auctions only has 2% of the residential market. I'm not in the residential market, but and that's not my skill. But that's largely due to that the vast majority of buyers don't want or are unable to deal with the swiftness of the process and the unconditionality of it. We accept that completely. But what technology has allowed us to do is to make life much, much easier for those buyers. And if you go back to, you know, 1985, there was Windows 95? No, that was Windows
98.
I was 95, but I was then Windows. It was DOS before then, wasn't it?
DOS, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And
your secretary types your emails.
Exactly right. But I'm looking at technology, and the technology comes out of Silicon Valley or wherever it is now, and that we adopt that technology, be it the mobile telephone. The technology is actually making the buyers, empowers them more and more. I have an existing business. I've been in the business 40 years. In that time, I've probably sold 7 billion, and that's it, not today's money. That was, you know, that's just adding it up auction by auction. So in today's money, it's probably worth about 30 billion. But I've sold 7 billion in that time. And what you have an existing business. And what you don't want to do is to jettison your buyers and sellers that you've spent 40 years building relationships with. So you both have to go on that journey. And I mean, the online journey I took originally in 1998 with EG Property Link when it was when I was at Jones Lang. And that started in 1998. We had our first trial online auction at the 2000 World FIABSE conference in London that year in 2000. So technology, George and I have been at the forefront of that technology. But if you have what is considered to be a very successful business, you have to move your clients in the direction that you feel is best for them. And to a great extent, that's down to other industries as well. The legal profession, the ability to create standardized documents, you know, the common auction conditions, which I launched in 2002, a huge step forward. But I was preparing all those years ago to make it much, much easier for the buyers to get out there, wherever they're bidding. It wasn't for Jones Lang where I was at the time. It was right across the market so that we all benefit from that. And that's very much the job of my group is to bring those benefits right across for all auctioneers. I think technology empowers buyers. I think it commoditizes the information. It squirts that information out in a form that they can use. And that applies also to the insurance industry, to the banking industry. So I have ambitions of auctions or form of auctions having half the sales in this country. I've had that ambition for the last 19 years. It has removed very slowly. But you have to build on each step of the way. Otherwise, you end up destroying your market or your relationship.
But in some countries, in say Australia and Sydney, a huge proportion of sales, residential sales, are done by auction. Why can't you do it a bit quicker? Why people are today used to buying a pair of shoes on eBay? Why can't you buy a house?
What do you? It's what you're buying. I mean, there's two things. Property is a long-term thing, and no two properties are the same. Yes, in my world, two 12-year leases to co-op and all put £7.70 a foot in 85% positions might be roughly similar, but they're not the same. And the challenge for the resi market, and I'm not a tool expert in that, is if you're going to break into the owner-occupier market, that is just held back by the lawyers, by the finance industry, and there's so many external forces which Richard has tried to make a commoditized process, and that has been helpful, but it's a very everything's quite standard, but the traditions of slowly moving towards exchange on a residential owner-occupied house are huge. In Sydney, is it to do with the weather as well, I wonder? Because interestingly, I was staying with friends in Sydney, and every Thursday in their neighbourhood, there's an auction in a garden, and they go from one house, and three streets out, another house. Hell of a lot of fun to be honest. It's like I used to sell farms in a pub. It's one farm at a time. But I don't know. It's very strong. Very strong. And I'm Richard, I don't know, were you done research in about the Australian market? Are you having a crack there?
Yeah, well, you know, the banking rules have relaxed there a little bit, which may stay off, but they may be in trouble. So yeah, we may be down there at some point. But actually, more interestingly, Spain is ahead of us, the UK that being, in terms of the information that's available per asset, per property. The Spanish office is, I think we've got 12 there now. They are completely paper-free, and the information is unbelievable. And actually, I think we are at this tipping point naturally. It's not being forced. So perhaps over the last 19 years, you would have had to force people to try to modernize. But now, I think people have modernized. We just now need to recognize that, and the information can be pulled. It can be made useful more easily. And therefore, it can be given to vendors, agents, buyers to make the whole process a lot more slick and easy, which will open up auction as a method of sale to a greater amount of people. And I totally recognize the challenges in terms of businesses shifting from one to another. It's very hard to make that leap, to change mindsets, but you don't need to give up one. The whole thing about auction is transparency. And transparency is information. It's as simple as that. Over the years, I've seen legal packs getting slightly worse. In the residential sector, I'm not a commercial expert, but certainly in the residential sector, it's gone more buyer beware. We don't need to try so hard. You know, people will still buy, but actually you're just reducing your pool of buyers. And there are many people knocking on our door that are, we're back with private equity, so our private equity firm are actually backing, who gather all of that data and present it to a buyer in a really nice report format. And they will even say to them, look, here's your title document, here's a problem, and we've already resolved it with insurance. So you're setting it all out there for a buyer, and that's tremendously powerful. Now, we're not quite there at this stage. It will come very soon, but that is going to be a core benefit. And for those people that don't want to do it, great, continuing. But we've seen that it hasn't grown. So as if we want to grow everything, and I have to come back to, I go out to the person in the street to dinner parties, barbecues, etc. And would you sell a Picasso by auction? Yeah, of course, you wouldn't sell it any other way. I mean, it's just a no-brainer. Would you sell a property by auction? No, it's dirty, it's dodgy, it's, you know, you don't know what it is for properties where there's problems, you know, people are trying to hide things. Well, that we need to get over that. Again, less so in the commercial world, that's not my specialism, but certainly as a generality, that's the feedback that I get.
For me, moving online is an evolution of the auction process. It's not something different. It is taking the good bits of an auction and, for me, removing some of those limitations. And one of those limitations, for example, is the fact that we are unconditional, but sometimes you'd have people that don't complete. Now, how do you cut down on that non-completion rate? Well, we take a security deposit from all our bidders before they're approved to bid. We have it on hold in their account, and if they are successful, that hold is exercised. And so already the vendor's got some additional security there that the buyer is going to actually complete on the sale. Additionally, we do all our IML checks in advance on all of those bidders. I am of the opinion that this is a slow innovation. This is one step at a time. And actually, that is how innovation works. You don't jump from the rubbish little Nokias that had Snake 2 on to an iPhone. You have to go through all the steps in between. And that is what, in my opinion, is what's happening here. But I guess the final thing that I really, really want to emphasize is that, yes, this is an evolution of the auction process. And this is something that... and what I want to do here, and what I want to help us as an industry, as a sale type do, is get above that 2%. And how do we get above that 2%? Well, as Richard said, we provide sellers with something different. You know, they want something different. If they're not convinced of the old auction market, then we have to innovate. We have to change. And actually, what my conversations are is telling them, well, you know, this is an auction. This is unconditional. This is best bids. This is all of that, but we're giving you more flexibility, we're giving you a personal approach, and we're giving you security at the end of it.
I've heard nothing today from Richard or Max that, frankly, we don't agree with. The service to the clients, it's what we've done, and it is, Max said, it's an evolution. We're spending a fortune on technology, and so is Allsops. We're not stupid. The fact is that we have an amazing business already, and we're very proud that of the volume of transactions we do in the commercial market. We haven't done it yet, but this is the bent. This is where we want to get to. I mean, what Max has expressed is what I think I put in the paper to my partners or directors at James Lang 20 years ago. Absolutely right, but you go with the technology, but you go with your buyers and sellers. Not only do you have to look at what other auction industries are doing, Chris's and Sotheby's, we've looked at them in great detail. It's hard to estimate how much is sold purely online, but experts have estimated probably as pure online auctions about 10%, let's say. The rest, 90%, is done in the room. I don't know. But I would suspect that it's still, much to my surprise, still in the minority. And that's fine, because if that changes, then Chris and Sotheby's will change. We work in a business that evolves. So you look at the business today, one looks at the business today and say, well, that's how it's always been and always will be. No, it's evolving the whole time. We're learning from all the client feedback that we have, both online and in real people as well. And that's the journey we're all on. So from my point of view, it's an industry that does have to communicate much, much better with its buyers and sellers if it's to win a greater share. Technology is part of that, but it's also about being able to offer the experience and the skills to be able to actually deliver that to the clients.
I think that's probably just about all we've got time for. So I'm going to have to wrap up and thank very much my speakers today, Richard Alterac, George Walker, Richard Watson and Max Mason. Thank you all very much and see you all next time.
Cheers. Thank you very much. Pleasure.